Welcome to Upgrade Your Life. We're Dexter and Dr. Tanya.
You know, most people upgrade their cars, their clothes, their cell phones, and even their homes. But what about themselves?
This is the place to help you get out of your own way. Now let's get started.
Does your school, church, government agency, corporation, or organization need leadership, communication, and team building training? Then contact the Upgraders. We specialize in soft skills training, including emotional intelligence, influencing styles, and mindset development. We will help you create the environment that your organization needs. Email us at info@theupgraders.com. Again, that's info@theupgraders.com. All right. What's up, guys? Dexter and Dr. Tanya here. We have a very special guest with us on this evening. A special marriage series as a part of The Upgrade. And we have Avery and LaShawn Williams.
Yes!
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Excited to be here.
Yep. Thanks for coming to The Upgrade. So I guess, Tanya, you know, we want to get right into this marriage thing. We want to find out what makes you guys tick. So let's start out by basically asking you guys, how long have you been married?
I believe it will be 37 years.
I did the math for 37.
Yes.
37 I'm glad you got
September,
that right.
In September of 2024.
37 years.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
I was 21 and he was 22 when we got
just
married.
Just graduated from college. So still in college.
Aggie Pride. Okay.
Oh. So you didn't have to put it in there. Okay. Okay. So college.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. We dated for 9 months. We dated my senior year.
Yeah, you were a senior.
I was a senior, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I graduated, and then we got married that September. She was still in college.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
So I had to promise her dad that she would graduate. So
So you promised her dad. So it sounds like you went to her father and asked for her hand.
Well, both of them. You know,
you went to mom and dad.
Her dad and her stepfather. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
And pretty amazingly, you know, when you're that young, you get a lot of pushback, right? Like, y'all are too young. You don't know what you're doing, you know. And it was a walk of faith for us. And we were strong in faith as young believers. But the confirmations that I prayed along the way that God would give us, I never knew that one of the confirmations, because we had every weekend in the month of September to choose from to get married.
Right.
And so we said, well, if we do it Labor Day, then our classmates are going to be away at school, going home. So we kept moving it, and we settled on the 26th of September.
Okay.
And so when I went to my father, when he went to my father, and he blessed him and said yes, and he said, well, when are you getting married? And we said, September the 26th. And he said, really?
Oh.
Now, when was this? This was when you guys, when you told him that?
When he went to ask for my hand in marriage.
Now, when was that? What was that time frame again? So I can remember.
That was probably, I think, because I think we got the ring in June, June, July.
Okay, all right. Now I got to understand why he said that.
Actually, there's a little testimony to that because when I got the ring, When I went to pick out the ring, it was a little bit more than I expected. Now I'm working at UPS part time. Okay, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to part time, third shift, and I'm trying to figure out how I'm gonna pay for this ring. So I called a guy back. You know, we had looked at it. I called a guy back. I'm like, look, man, I'm not gonna get the ring, man. I forget it. It's too much. He said, man, listen, we'll do whatever we can to sell it to you.
Wow.
I said, oh yeah. I said, well, listen, I got $50 to put down. What can you do for me? He said, we'll let you have the ring for $50 down.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I ended up financing the ring. We paid it off in about a year or so. But yeah, I ended up financing the ring.
It's a blessing.
College.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
But the thing that I'm getting to is when he asked my dad, he said, really? And he said, September the 26th, he said, have you told this to your mother?
Oh.
And I said, no. So my father and my mother were married on September the 26th.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, so I said,
wow.
Okay, Lord, I know we're young. We've been asking for different confirmations, and that was one of the big ones, because I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a blessing right out the gate, right?
Yeah.
The Lord was with us, man. I mean, the apartment was a miracle, getting the apartment, because I didn't have any money.
Right, right.
And
right.
I'll never forget, we were, I had to put the money down for the apartment. I didn't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at work at UPS, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden they come in and it's like, hey, you guys are getting a bonus. The, you know, the.
So it's one thing after the other.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah. That's so cool. And the money from the bonus was enough for me to put down a down payment on our apartment.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so it's been it's been a faith walk, man, the whole time, one form or the other. You know what I'm saying?
You
so.
Talk about a community. Our college friends, you know, we were all young college students, had our little part-time job. Oh, don't worry about it. I'll pay for the reception.
Everybody was picking the flowers. It just came together
like a community.
Oh, wow.
So
how cool is that?
And people had a vested interest in your love.
That's good. That's good, Tanya.
It is. That's really amazing. Now, I think I heard you say 9 months you dated.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that before you proposed?
That was during.
No, that
I
was
think.
During. Everything was in within the nine months.
Period.
Everything
was within
the 9 months.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
So right. How did you know she was the one?
Well, let me tell you. I'm going to tell you what happened.
Okay, now it's getting good.
What happened was, though, so earlier in 1986, in that September, I think I had met her. I saw her outside the church, right? Mm-hmm. I saw them tight jeans. I'm just joking. And I was outside the church. I was like, who is that? And one of my buddies was like, yeah, that's LaShawn, man. I said, I want to get to know her. Okay. You know, what's up? You know? And we ended up going to
PTL.
You remember Jim Baker?
Yes, I sure do.
Yeah. And he had the Holy Land type thing going out there.
Mm-hmm.
So he had this thing called the Upper Room.
Yeah.
Right. There was a replica of the upper room and that Jesus, the disciples were waiting for the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
So LaShawn and I and another sister, we became friends and I drove her car up to Charlotte, me, her and another sister.
Okay.
And so we're walking around the park in this lake and like LaShawn didn't want to walk with me, right? Nope. She was like walking ahead.
Right.
She was so adamant. She was so adamant about showing people that we were not together.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And I'm like, it's okay I'm not gonna bite you. I'm not trying to talk to you. We're just friends. We're brothers and sisters. But I guess she liked me.
That was the first indication.
Yeah, and so we're on our way there, and this lady stops us. And she says, yeah, I'd like to ask you and your husband where such and such is. And Sean was like, no, but we're not married. You know, we're just friends. And then we went, and so check this out.
Okay.
So we're riding back. whatchamacallit. She sleep, the other lady sleep.
Uh-huh.
And she sleep, the other lady sleep. And I was listening to this song by the Clark Sisters, because we had the cassette tapes back then in the car, you know.
Right, right, yeah, yeah.
Won't no Bluetooth, won't no CDs. You had a cassette tape, you know, or just the radio, right?
Right.
No, 8-tracks were gone by then. But and the Holy Spirit came in the car.
Oh, okay.
The Holy Spirit came in the car. And it was like she was in the car with me. But she wasn't my friend, but she was my wife.
Oh, wow.
It's like you had a vision.
It was like a vision of her being my wife.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I was just worshiping with the song. I'm in the Holy Ghost. I'm enjoying Jesus. Because when we went to the upper room, bro, that thing was fire.
Yeah.
I mean, brother, people were crying out. I mean, the dude replicated the exact scene. I mean, the Holy Ghost fell up in there, man. We were seeking God. So I'm driving back. Holy Ghost comes into the car. And it was like, she ain't your friend, she's your wife. And I was like, what?
Wow.
I was like, what, Lord? I was like,
glad
okay.
I was asleep.
I ain't saying nothing, but I didn't say nothing to her about it.
Right.
I mean, all of this stuff, I'm like, I am not telling LaShawn Williamson what I just experienced.
Wow.
Wow. It was Jolly at the time.
LaShawn Jolly. Yeah.
Okay.
It was Williamson. No,
it was Williamson. The Lord had just spoke.
He had just spoke. Yeah.
This is amazing because the Lord is talking to you and the Lord is talking to you when we went out, but he ain't talking to us.
Yeah. And look, we're not trying to, you know, mess it up. You know, like the Lord said, no, I won't go in that route.
Right.
I'm like, no, we're gonna just, you know, try the spirit by the spirit.
Yes,
see what happens.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Yeah, so we started, we went on, our church had a Daniel's fast in January.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went on the fast. We were still hanging out and everything. And I said, well, Lord, I said, now look. I said, now, I'm investing all this time in her.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know, because I made so many mistakes before
with
my own decision making. I need to know.
That's good.
Is
she the one or not?
Personal responsibility.
Am I wasting my time?
Mm-hmm.
Or
powerful.
Should I move on?
Powerful.
And he gave me, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, Isaac and Rebecca. You're like Isaac and Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me, when Abraham's servant, you know, was it Abraham? To send his servant out to find Rebecca,
mm-hmm.
Isaac's wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
He sends him, and Rebecca comes out and feeds his donkeys.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Bible says that he gave gifts to her mother and her brother. Well, LaShawn, but she's got two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
But she had a mother, you know, single, you know, well, married to a stepdad. And she had a brother that was in Goldsboro, a younger brother. And I was like, okay, Lord, Isaac and Rebecca. Okay, I can rock with that. All right. Well, I ain't going to say nothing, though.
Right.
I ain't gonna say nothing. So one day we're riding, this is after the fast, we're riding in the car and we're spending all this time together. And LaShawn was like, so what we gonna do?
Huh?
She's like, what we doing?
I didn't say what we gonna What'd
you
do.
Say?
I said, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
Okay.
She said, what are we doing?
There is a difference.
Okay. She
there
said,
is a difference.
Okay. She said, well, what are we doing? I said, well, what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
I said, you saying you wanna be my girl?
Is that what you said?
I like that.
That's what he said.
I said, you saying you want to be my girl? She said, yes. I said, well, you my girl then.
Oh.
And she became my girlfriend that day. And we just spent a lot of time together, mm-hmm. praying. We prayed together, you know, just did a lot of stuff together.
Yeah.
Witnessed together. I mean, LaShawn had the bullhorn every night. Yeah. But anyway, I mean, it was just really supernatural how he brought us together, how he provided
beautiful.
For our wedding,
absolutely
you know,
beautiful.
All of that stuff. So
that is so cool.
So that's how it was for me.
Okay,
knowing that
all
she
right.
was the one. Now you have to ask her.
So LaShawn, is there any difference to what we've heard so far, or are we good?
Just God just confirming things for me
that's
along
good.
The way.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing.
That's awesome.
Because I was not looking to
mm-hmm.
be married. I wasn't looking for a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And there were so many younger sisters who were, that was a thing. And it just wasn't mine.
Right.
Okay, I like
so
that.
So he had to really, you know, give me that assurance, that release. And I felt him say he could trust me
mm-hmm.
not to make him an idol.
Mm.
You know?
Wow.
And
I
love
yeah.
God more than him.
Mm.
And I think that's what has helped us even
yeah.
to this
yeah.
day.
Because yeah.
we probably would have been in divorce court.
Mm. Yeah, because
yeah.
we got some stories now.
Yeah.
It ain't been ice cream the whole time.
Yeah.
But I do want to say this, that I know that, you know, everybody doesn't have that type of experience, right? I don't
right.
want to make our experience an experience that everybody got to have a supernatural experience
mm-hmm.
where the Lord speaks to you.
Thank you for that.
You know, mm-hmm. I mean, for me, I needed that.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
that was what I needed.
He knew I needed it.
Yeah.
yeah.
And so,
very good. This
yeah,
is good.
So, you know, everybody, you know, it's some people it's just a choice.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Because I tell my kids, I said, God will give you enough information to make an
informed decision.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so
good.
You got enough information. If you spend enough time with that person, you got enough information. If they
mm-hmm.
got a temper.
Come on.
If they lying.
Come on.
If they fooling around.
Yes.
Yeah.
If they a snake, you know,
oh
you got you will see it. Irresponsible financially.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't want to change. Don't want to, you know, go, you know. You will see that, and that's God's way of letting you know
mm-hmm.
whether or not you should pull the trigger, you know?
Wow, that's powerful.
It you know? Is yeah. powerful. And it's your choice to still do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you
wow.
reap what you sow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and I love what you're saying because you're actually dropping, I was sitting here as you were speaking, I said there are principles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you said you had to have, you know what you guys needed, and the Lord spoke to you supernaturally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that you understood, first of all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even what you were seeking, but nonetheless, the principles were still there.
Right. Yes,
that you knew and recognized. Yeah. Because I'm going to tell you, even as you were talking to that point, I was thinking about the movie Acrimony. Are y'all familiar with that movie?
I think I've seen the movie.
Are you with Taraji P. Henson in it?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Tyler Perry directed.
Yes.
You saw that?
I've seen it.
Well, for me,
what a movie!
For me, I was like, to your point, I was like, she demonstrated how she thinks before he married her.
She really did.
She did. Yeah. And I'm like, when they ran up on each other, or he ran into her and knocked all the books or something out of her hand, it was raining outside, and how she reacted, I said there was an indication right now of the anger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then she runs her car into your place.
Oh, Lord. He's still married?
And he's still married. So what you're saying is so true.
No.
Now, I'm telling y'all to all of our listeners,
oh, my gosh,
you know, you may not have that extremity that I just spoke of, but nonetheless, people do show you who they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and you cannot be blindsided by emotion.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That
That's
you
good.
Miss.
Yeah.
What's actually being shown to you.
So basically what you're saying,
very true.
You can't be led by the heart. You gotta have your head.
Not completely.
Yeah, you gotta.
Not completely. What
you said, it's logically looking at
And we're talking about love.
That's good. That's really good. Yeah.
But you can't be, you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think one mistake people make is that, well, maybe they'll change when we get married.
That's a big one.
No, what you see before is what you're going to get
afterwards.
Right.
Very
good. They're not going to change. It's very rare that people change like that.
Because we're not saying that they can't.
Not saying they can't. But when you have a pattern of thinking and actions and habits, you know, you're not going to just walk away from them. I mean, it takes, you know, your will tied to the power of God to be transformed and changed, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're just not going to, like, I had issues. Now, I was extremely jealous. I hit it well when we first got married.
I hit it well now.
But, you know, that was something when it got exposed and God started dealing with me about that, you know, my life changed. I was transformed.
Wow.
You know, it didn't take, it wasn't an overnight, it was years.
And that was, like I said, hard times. Like, you know, we could have ended up in divorce court.
Oh,
we really could have.
Wow.
Because of that. Mm-hmm. And
her attacking me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Buck naked, jumping on me.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. And I love how she called his name just then. Avery.
don't get him started.
That's a whole other story. I'm like, Lord, can I get a divorce? What in the world? Can I take her back? But the Lord was like, no, it's your fault, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I had driven her to anger. Because she was still in school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, LaShawn's still in school.
So this is very early
Very early.
Oh, wow.
Sean is still in school. I'm working like anything I can do. I'm working at UPS. I'm working temp jobs during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm coming home like, where my dinner? Well, how come my clothes ain't
okay. All right. That's
my clothes ain't washed.
He opening up a whole
Why my house dirty when I come up in here? You know what I'm saying? That's how I was rolling, Dex.
Okay. All right.
So I come in the house. I'm like, what's going? She said something. I said, girl, if I won't save that, I'll knock you out.
Oh, no.
It triggered something.
This girl.
It triggered.
She went Goldsboro.
I showed nothing.
She said, well, knock me out then. Came out swinging. I had to pull out all my defensive, defensive moves.
He didn't hit me, but he was trying to.
You learned a lesson that night.
Brother, I had to hold her down till she calmed down. Then what made it bad, my aunt and uncle dropped by.
Oh,
right. In that moment,
it was within an hour or so.
Like an hour. Boy, we were still hot.
Unexpected visit.
Unexpected. They were in the area. They just said, well, I just decided to come by. We like sitting there like.
How timely.
Just not even.
So all of this came from one question, Tanya. You realize that?
I do. I understand.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That, that's something.
But I want to be clear. Yeah. I wasn't saying that the jealousy thing happened that would have caused us for divorce. That was just us.
Another layer.
Immaturity.
Yeah, a lot of immaturity.
And becoming one in our marriage. That was it. Yeah. But later on, like after the five children, is when we were dealing with the, did we have all five of them?
What, you know what?
Wait.
The children with the jealousy.
No, I think that was a little bit before that.
You guys have been married 30-something years, so we get it, right?
Yeah.
Lyndon
was not born then.
We had children, honey.
Yeah, we had maybe at least three or four of them.
We had three or four, five.
Go ahead, because that leads us into our next question.
Mm-hmm.
Children.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, how many children do you guys have? You've already started scratching that surface. So, I mean, what does that look like? How many kids you guys got?
Well, our first two were 11 months apart, and they are now 34 and 33.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Then two boys, and then we had our girl, our only girl. 30. She just turned 31, right?
31? Yeah.
And then we have the two younger boys.
29 and 27.
29 mm-hmm. and 27.
Yeah,
so they were stair steps.
Yeah,
she had them all before 30.
Yeah, I said, you're going to have them. Married at 21, so I'm going to have them all by 30. Yeah. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good plan.
Well, I tell you, on the back end, on the front end.
On the front end, right.
It was, good gracious.
It was a walk of faith.
Yeah, because those boys, man, they cried. The first two cried all night long.
Oh.
Yeah.
All night long.
We didn't know what colic was until we had our first.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And I remember LaShawn was looking at one of them, and she was like, "Where are you?" I said, "LaShawn." Give him here. Just calm down.
Yeah.
Because we could understand at that point why, you know, you going, you know, days with no sleep.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Your baby's yelling and screaming.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, and being a single mother having to deal with that
mm-hmm.
without help,
mm-hmm.
we can see why children can get harmed. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Not that it's the right thing to do.
Right.
But we understand
but the emotions
how that.
And the lack of sleep, all of those things, man. And
I might have been postpartum.
Yeah, mm-hmm. probably.
You know,
absolutely.
Yeah, right. That's
and not
point.
Really knowing anything about. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's where I was going.
Yeah.
That's not something we really heard about a lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we didn't know about
some years ago.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly right.
Yeah, you know, Tony, I'm glad we decided to do this marriage series because you guys, we have a few questions we're trying to ask, but you're going into more depth of things that marriages. Married people go through.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So I'm really glad we were able to flesh this out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. Yeah. So then you're married. You got five kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now how did the marriage go once the kids came? Because we know how it started.
Yeah.
You guys started gelling together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then the kids started to come. So how did you see your marriage change from that transition?
Well, one thing we always kept dating. You know,
okay.
Even having the kids, you know, we were like, you know, one day y'all gonna be gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, y'all gonna be up out of here. So we gotta still have a relationship.
I love it.
Yeah.
So we would go on date nights, you know, we'd find babysitters, do date nights, hang out, stuff like that.
And they're young or teenage years?
No, they're young.
They're young. Very good.
They're young.
It is.
How did you know to do that?
I think.
Because you were still in your 20s
I think it was Bishop Lockett that kind of, Bishop Lockett listening to different, you know, like Matt Timberlake at the time. I don't know if you guys
remember. I remember him. Yeah. They prayed
for us.
Yeah,
did they?
Laid hands on us.
Powerful couple.
Yeah. And there wasn't, you know, our church at the time didn't have a marriage ministry. So we were, especially dealing with my jealousy aspect. I was looking for ways to kind of, you know, I'm seeking God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, Lord, look, I can't live like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I can't be tormented in this area.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm pursuing God. I'm listening to marriage CDs. I'm, you know, trying to be the best. I mean, because if I'm going to be a husband, I might as well try to be the best I can be.
Right.
You know,
right.
And so we went on, we took our kids on, you remember New Generation? Mm-hmm. We took our kids like on spiritual, conferences.
Okay.
You know, we would show up with that. We'd be the couple with the two babies at the conference.
Now, right.
We trying to get hold of God too, you know.
Right. Yeah, yeah, that's
you
good.
Know, we
that's
had good, kids, yeah. We still wanted to keep that fire for God, you know, and all of that. So having that love for God, mm-hmm. you know, and then, you know, taking out the time to spend time with each other, mm-hmm. you know, in the midst of having kids. Because I didn't want my kids to be an idol either, you mm-hmm. know. You know, that's the other thing. I mean, people, you know, you sacrifice so much that your life revolves around your children, that when mm-hmm. your children leave, then you don't even know who this person
that's right.
is you're living
heard,
with.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot, yeah.
You
wow.
know, and I'm like, no, we ain't going out like that. You right. know, I, no, right. we gonna, look, I love y'all. I told my kids we love y'all. Mm-hmm. But we got a marriage and a relationship we have to build on too.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Know?
And so we invested marriage retreats, marriage conferences.
Good.
I mean, we did all of that.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow. That's yeah. a lot of wisdom that you all had early on.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
It yeah. is. Yeah. And I'm hearing. I've yeah. heard wow. you both mention idol. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I wonder how many people have ever really heard that mm-hmm. as it pertains to the things that we're talking about. Like, who would think that mm-hmm. your spouse would be your idol?
Mm-hmm.
Who would think that it was so you said idol too for what was it specifically
before that's why I felt released to date him
because he wasn't going to be an idol to you
me that he would not be an
right.
idol to
you. Ex- yeah. Talk to us about that.
Oh, wow.
Help us to understand what is an idol. What's an idol?
Something that you worship.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it controls it. You allow it to control your mental state.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think for yourself. It's something you put before other things,
mm-hmm.
right? You put it before other things.
And that main thing is him, right?
He could not be second.
Wow.
He could not.
He's
and
first.
He never has been mm-hmm. second
mm-hmm.
in our marriage. If it were not me going through him to get to Avery and Avery going through him to get to me, it would not work.
Mm.
Because if we go at each other, but we
right.
don't go through him to get to the other, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it has not been perfect. It mm-hmm. it continues to be a walk of faith because we are in this flesh.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
But because God is intertwined in our marriage. He's intertwined. You ever had mm-hmm. seen a braid?
Yes.
All
yes.
up in there, right? That three strand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not easily broken.
Right.
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 Well, we do a lot of two strand twist in marriages.
That's a book title or something. Chapter underscore something. I mean, something
wow.
right there. And then, like, is your
and they
marriage?
Look at him,
is your
like, he on the side, like the conditioner. Like, we need you to come over here because we need to unravel this twist.
And we need a quick fix.
We need to straighten up some stuff. We need
yeah.
But he's not in between. He's yeah. not all intertwined.
That's
in
good.
And that's where he has to be.
Mm-hmm.
Can I slide in real quick?
Sure.
Wow, that's
so
just cool.
The other thing is that society teaches us, right? To make the people that we love idols.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You listen to the love songs.
Very good
I mean,
point.
You know, you think about it.
Very good
We're
point.
Conditioned to revolve our worlds around the people
mm-hmm.
we love,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so, and it sets us up for a big disappointment, right? When that person doesn't fulfill, they have a moral failure, you know, they end up not becoming the person that we thought that they would be,
right?
You know what I'm saying? I thought you were a man of God. I thought you were this, and you made that person an idol.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
You know, so you had all of these when this is the other thing. Let me just say this too. We compare, like especially in the church, right? So we'll compare the men to the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
We expect him
mm-hmm.
to be a husband like the pastor is supposed to be to his wife.
Right,
right,
right.
Right,
wow.
right.
When the pastor is an example,
mm-hmm.
but Jesus is the standard.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
The pastor's an example, but Jesus is the standard.
That's good.
So
yeah.
now, so we've heard, you know, and you know, it's, well, you don't pray like pastor,
mm-hmm.
or you don't do this like, or mm-hmm. you don't do this like the first lady, or you don't do this. So there's a constant comparison I think against the wrong standard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that's good.
And it creates disappointment in church, mm-hmm. because we expect, oh, I thought you was a man of God. You're supposed to pray like pastor. No, I'm a different man. He's an example, but Jesus is the standard.
Right.
So
right.
give me the grace to grow. You know what I'm saying?
I think I'm getting a download.
Go ahead.
And so even in the idol situation, you know, your spouse is not supposed to be the source of your joy, the source of your peace.
Right.
But your spouse can influence your joy, mm-hmm. influence your peace.
Okay.
But we tend to see couples who look at that spouse as the source of their joy.
Okay, I get
the
that.
The source of their peace.
Yeah.
But not understanding that they can influence your joy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They can influence your peace, but that peace comes within.
Yes.
And it's with him. Wow. That joy comes from within, and it comes from him.
Power.
You know? Mm-hmm. So we're talking about people who are acknowledging a relationship with God that's not something that is passive.
Right, right.
But it's invasive.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That relationship is invasive. It is like you can't get it apart. And, you know, one of the things that has helped Avery and I in our marriage, as we mentor couples, we talk to them about seeing each other as brothers and sisters in Christ more than husband and wife.
Right.
Wow. That's a whole nother spin.
It is. Because I know we have the privileges of what we can do together as husband and wife.
Right.
Only should.
Right.
But at the end of the day, this is my brother. In Christ.
Because when we get to heaven, there is no marriage.
There is no marriage.
So why don't we just practice it right here?
Yeah.
I mean, we get the benefit of, you know.
Yeah.
What's the benefit? What's the benefit?
Yes. It's just real talk. And it's been all good.
Thank the Lord.
I just say, that's where we get off balance.
Yeah.
And that goes into the idol. Because it's like, you're my thermostat.
Yeah.
Do I have joy? Do I have peace?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
If you ain't got it, I ain't got it. I mean, what kind of mess is that, man?
That's so good.
Because you're going to have those moments where you're going to experience disappointment.
Right.
In your spouse. Absolutely.
Right.
I mean, they're going to, but is that going to destroy your whole world?
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't.
Right.
But if that person's an idol, it will.
Right.
That is so good.
But I want you to know, I absolutely love this man.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord.
I could cry. But mm-hmm. I
do.
Come
on,
I
go ahead and cry, baby.
Go
ahead. Go ahead and cry over your man.
You do look a little teary-eyed right now.
All of y'all be quiet. But I am just saying, I do.
Yes.
I not only love him, I am in love with my husband.
Yeah.
And so it's not such a spiritual relationship. Well, I've been ages. I mean, they bore. No. I mean, we have good levels on all levels. But don't get it twisted. It's just that our walk with God, we have really taken serious from the beginning of our walk.
From the beginning.
And it has sustained us. Mm-hmm. We would not be who we are and where we are today in our marriage if it wasn't for the love of Christ.
Come on now.
I love that.
I love it too.
That's good, y'all. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
It is.
So, now, we already know. We haven't even got to the third question yet, but we already know we're going to bring you guys back for a part two. Sound like a part three, part four, something.
Part three, part four, everything.